and gentlemen, and thank you for once again joining us at Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, right here in Denver, Colorado. And I'm not so far away from all of you, and you're not so far away from me, because we're all neighbors. We're all Americans. And we're Americans who care. We're Americans who are involved. We're Americans who take action. And we are Americans who get results. And each week, you're talking to and sharing with, and by all means, call in 1-800-313-9443 and ask questions. Educate yourself. Get yourself more aware, and then become more empowered to take the action necessary to bring this great nation back to its heading, to get it back on course. And you know, in the last 231 years, this great nation, this great beacon of freedom here in the Western Hemisphere, has been a light for so many other nations around the world. We have led the free world. We have been an inspiration to the free world, and we've been an inspiration to peoples all around the world. And we have been going off course here, there, and everywhere over the years. But in the last 20 to 30 years, this nation has been going off course so much so that it's going to take some major corrections by American citizens, not sitting around and complaining, not grumbling, not sitting there going, gosh, what's the use? And for sure, not sitting there and saying, well, they won't do anything, they, and so forth. Well, the they in a republic is you. You need to take action at the personal level, at the local level in your community, at the state level in your state, and at the national level to make change. And right now, there are three great presidential candidates out there that are really my picks for the next president and vice president. And those three men are Tom Tancredo, Ron Paul, and Duncan Hunter, in no particular order, although it looks like Ron Paul is gaining the greatest amount of headway as the debates move forward. At the same time, I know Tom Tancredo very well and know that his integrity and his mind and his dynamic and his passion for this country is second to no one's. And I also know, of course, that Duncan Hunter and Ron Paul, whom I don't know personally, are headed toward trying to stave off the greatest crisis this nation faces. And for those of you who haven't, I urge you to read the third in a trilogy by Pat Buchanan. The book is called A Day of Reckoning, and he talks about America being deconstructed. He talks about America being overrun, loss of our culture, loss of our language, loss of our continuity as a culture, as a nation, and as a civilization. And I know Pat Buchanan, have met him several times. I have reviewed his second book, which was State of Emergency, that came out last year, and it was on the bestseller list, and before that, Death of the West. And if you can read those three books, you are empowered, along with Peter Brimelow's Alien Nation, to take action, because you know what I know. And, of course, all three of those books also, if you want to include my book 3 years ago, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, they are really showing you what's going on in this country at the gut level, at the national level, and certainly at the international level, and what we face in this arena called America's future. And so definitely make sure that you take action. And, of course, the websites, I keep spouting them out each week. On Monday, I wrote a column for newswithviews.com, thegutonrinse.com, and americanchronicle.com called America Speeding into the 21st Century Without a Roadmap. And when we get back, we'll be talking about that, and we have a fantastic guest, Mark Edwards, one of my dear friends and longtime patriots. Be right back after these messages. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
Thank you. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plan. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for once again joining us here with the good, the bad, and the ugly. And the ugly, of course, is everything that's happening in this country that is not being taken care of by our elected officials. And you can go into every arena and every college, every high school, every elementary school. You can go into the police stations across the country. And if you wandered down any of the streets in Los Angeles, you would see all the ugly and the bad manifesting. The same thing going on the border. And the same thing is going on in Phoenix, but it's also going on in Chicago. It's going on in Bangor, Maine. It's certainly going on in New York. It's going on, obviously, in Miami and Atlanta. And it's going on right up there in Portland, Oregon, and certainly Spokane, Washington. And obviously, it's going on in San Francisco. And several years ago, I hooked up with a man who is a former U.S. Marine, a man who has been in the radio business for most of his life. And he created an extraordinary movement out in Nevada, and it was called Wake Up America. Wake Up America, and he and I and a bunch of other just passionately patriotic American citizens really woke up America and continues to do so today. And also, this man created Unite to Fight. Unite to Fight was one of the first forums where American citizens, blacks, whites, browns, you name it, they all came together at Unite to Fight in the great city and the great state, of course, of Las Vegas, Nevada. And that really started a cavalcade and a cascading effect because great speakers like Terry Anderson just completely mesmerized the audiences. Luca Zanna was there and gave tremendous appreciation for what we face. And he just goes on and on and on. Miss Foster, Zola Foster, Isola Foster, you name it. Tom Tancredo spoke there. Yours truly was honored to speak there. And that really pushed this thing to the greater heights and the greater media coverage in the United States. And, of course, we all know what has happened since then. The June amnesty was defeated. Certainly the DREAM Act last month was defeated. The Ags Bill amnesty was defeated. And much of it, in part, because of a man named Mark Edwards, again, former U.S. Marine. He doesn't know the word defeat, doesn't know how to spell it, can't define it, and doesn't even want to be able to speak it. He's here with us tonight, and I just want to thank him for his great service to America from the United States Marine Corps, of course, which my father was, also a U.S. Marine, all the way to Wake Up America and Unite to Fight. Thanks for joining us on the show tonight, Mark, and it's always a pleasure, sir.
Hey, thank you very much, Frosty, for that nice opening. We're sitting up here in central Wisconsin, about 30 miles from Green Bay, actually. We're the home of the great Green Bay Packers, and we're all enthused about how they're going this season. But it's just beginning to, they're beginning to feel the brunt of what's happening across the land. Chicago's not too far away, and we all know that Chicago is like the number two city in the United States right now, with the amount of illegals that are living and hanging and lurking around in the shadows. They call it in the shadows, but we all know it's wide open. I always laugh when they say, all these people are in the shadows. They just march around with their flags and their Mexican flags and mariachi music and everything else and let us know they're here, and in some cases try to tell us that it's their country and they're going to take it back. Well, I'll have no part of that, nor will you. And I remember so well first Unite to Fight Summit when you were there in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we had about 300-400 people a day, and the next year we had 400-500. We did Unite to Fight 2. And Stephen King spoke the second year. The man from Congressman Steve King from Iowa, and the first year it was our leader in this movement, Tom Tancredo, from out in your neck of the woods out there. Tom's a great guy. Stephen King, I didn't think anybody could top Tom, but then Stephen King came along, and I think that night he did on Sunday night, because he held the audience for about an hour and a half, and he had just been to the border to help cut the tape for the first border fence that MCDC was trying to do down there. And I remember him talking about a clandestine meeting he had with Border Patrol agents. Well, that made everybody in the audience stand up and pay attention right away. And he said he was asked by a few of them if and when he came down there to cut the ribbon and for that ceremony, that if he'd have a private meeting with them anonymously, because they're afraid, isn't that terrible, they're afraid of their superiors. So he did. He had one heck of a meeting with them, and he told the horror stories from that meeting, because they all unloaded on him all the problems they have at the border, because their supervisors and people in the higher-ups all the way up to the Bush administration were hampering what they're trying to do along the border. And we all know story after story from that, and we could probably spend a week talking about that alone. But he did say something that caught people's attention also. He said they were recruiting Border Patrol agents south of the border. And I'm saying, why in the world? Here we go again, as Ronald Reagan would have said, here we go again. Why do we have to recruit anybody from south of the border, other than maybe regular immigration process, which I'm for. I'm not anti-immigration. The regular immigration process, you apply for the papers and you come in the front door. But you come over the fence and I say, hey, you know, we throw you back over. You're not a keeper, as they say back here in Wisconsin. You know, when you go out hunting or fishing, you keep them or you don't. Well, that you're not a keeper. You've broken your right to be here by coming through the back door. And if you come the right way, I'll bust a piñata with you, and we'll celebrate, and we'll maybe dance the mariachi. But not if you come over that fence. And, well, Frosty, there's so much has happened in the last couple of years, and you've been one of those that have really done one heck of a job. And I hope more people find you each and every day. I know I used to have you on every Wednesday with me. You were a regular on the show. You and Terry Anderson. Terry Anderson would be on I know you wouldn't be on every Wednesday. You'd be on with me first a while for Monday nights. Isn't that how it began?
Yeah, well, we started out Mondays, then we had Thursdays, and then we did Thursdays from 11 o'clock to 1
right.
o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And we really covered the gamut. Of course, Terry Anderson, one of the great patriots out there, and thankfully this is a man who's an African-American who just wants to be called an American, and he lives in South L.A., of course, where it's just become nothing but Mexico and chickens in every yard with the goats and all of the kinds of things that happen in third world countries now being imported into the United States, and people growing corn and stuff in the front yards with five or six cars piled up in the front yards and two or three families. And Terry Anderson, of course, has been on 60 Minutes. He's certainly been at the national conferences and has testified in front of Congress. And he's really blown it open as far as what a wonderful multicultural experience it is out there in Los Angeles, because all it is a giant drug fest. It's a gang fest. It's a rape fest. It's a disease fest. And, of course, American citizens and L.A. residents are fleeing and or they're just simply becoming the victims. And so, yeah, you got a heck of a lineup out there in Las Vegas for Unite to Fight.
Yes, we did. And we had T.J. Bonner, and the list goes on and on from the Border Patrol Association. I love talking to T.J. T.J. represents, 13,000, 14,000 of them, when we should have more like 40,000 to 50,000 of them, and that wouldn't even be enough. I'm talking about Border Patrol agents, men and women. I always draw this comparison. New York City has about 40,000 cops. We have about 13,000 Border Patrol agents on the north and south borders of the United States of America, and we're supposed to be in a security position after 9/11. What's that all about? How can you do that? You can't do it. It's just a matter of time. They're the most patient people in the world. They being the jihad people that want to do harm to us. They're just waiting their time. There's going to be another happening somewhere. And we found out since I've been involved with this, and you have too. You were down there many times. You came to speak one time. I mean, that's the first time I met you. We had you come up and speak to our Wake Up America group, and you brought a bag of trash from the border and a lot of film, and the gunny was with you, and I forget who else.
Slagle. John Slagle, 30-year Border Patrol officer.
Yeah, you brought all these people. Well, I call you all the been-there-done-that crowd, and I will always refer to you as that, and these are the kind of people I want to have on the air. I'm not on the air right now. I'm still negotiating again. Once again, it's a continuing effort. I'm looking at a Wisconsin station here, and after the first of the year, they're going to talk to me again. I think I probably will end up doing something here again. They don't quite get it up here because they don't see it yet. They are aware of it, and they're not, you know, they're not totally ignorant of the problem of illegal immigration, because, you know, Chicago and Milwaukee are not that far away. We're talking less than 100 miles to Milwaukee, and then you're talking another 90 miles, and you're down the road to Chicago, where it's all happening, where, you know, it's mayhem down there. Detroit has huge problems, and some of the Michigan towns are starting to speak up now. People are fighting back. I saw a headline in the Appleton Post-Gazette a few weeks ago, and the county commissioners and everybody are talking about what are we going to do when they come here? How are we going to handle it? You know, so they're aware of it, but I think they need more education along those lines. When Terry Anderson goes anywhere, I always love when he goes out there. As you, a very very vocal and animated speaker, he'll pound that podium and he'll say generally open up with something like, "Listen up, stupid people of America."
Yeah, well, he'll also go around and he'll say, "Well, have I really hurt your feelings?"
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm here to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
And he says, if you don't know what's going on and you're not angry, you ain't paying attention.
If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. That's right. And he also says, I'm living in South Central. I've lived there all my life. I own the house that he lives in. He says, I'm not moving. They're all around me. They're playing their mariachi music and waving their Mexican flags, and I tell them to tone it down, and they won't. But he says, I'm not going to leave. They think I'm going to leave, but I'm not going to leave. He says, I came there. This is my country, and this is my home. And he tells people, I don't care if he was speaking in Bum Deal, Idaho, or Milwaukee, Wisconsin, or Appleton, or Neenah, Menasha, or Green Bay. What he would tell people very quickly is, hey, Stick a fork in it. Los Angeles is done. It's coming your way. Watch out, America.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Mark Edwards of Wake Up America. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. Ladies and gentlemen, we're being sponsored tonight by the Heart and Body Extract. It really helps you with cardiovascular, and I want you to check it out. It's www.hbextract.com. H-B-E-X, B as in boy, H-B-E-X, tract, T-R-A-C-T.com, or call 1-866-295-5305. And for any new listeners out there, make sure you go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you can go right on and get on the chat rooms, talk to anyone that wants to talk back, and you also get to talk and leave notes with the sponsors. But go to my website, frostywooldridge.com. That's www.frostywooldridge.com. You can Google me. I'm all over the Google, and find out where I write for and whom I write for. Also, if you want one of those great 21st Century Paul Revere Ride T-shirts for a Christmas present, $15 to send in your name, a check made out to Frosty Wooldridge, and go to P.O. Box 207, and that's Louisville, Colorado, 80027. State your size, and I'll, for $15, I'll send you a shirt. If you got two, I'll send you two shirts. and that includes the postage. And you will have a shirt that you will remember for a lifetime. And you can go to our website if you want to see what it looks like. It's www.21stcenturypaulrevereride.us. And you'll see the great story. There's a 17-chapter story of our great 48-state, 20,000-mile ride, 95 television interviews, 90 newsprint interviews, 60 radio show interviews. And, of course, all of that was part of the great 21st Century Paul Revere ride of 2006. And, gee, what an honor that was to be on that thing. And it would be just a delight to get one of those T-shirts to you, which means you would also be helping. I've got about 200 left, I think. And all sizes, double, triple, extra large, large, medium, and small. So, and they're great for making conversation. It says, stop illegal immigration on the front. Ask me how. And then the website, of course, and then on the back, the great logo with the galloping horse and the motorcycles finishing behind. Now, one thing on that that trip, and you're now in Wisconsin, my sister lives also in Madison there, is that when we went down to speak in front of the Madison in the Capitol, we had 100 people who were counter-demonstrating against us, and amazingly enough, they were waving the American flag, but also right there with it was the Mexican flag in that big circle. They screamed us down. We couldn't make a speech whatsoever. We had the permit. They didn't, and the cops did nothing. What we're finding is that illegality is becoming the rule, and the rule of law is becoming lawless. How do you feel, and why do you think Wisconsinites just don't have a clue at this point?
Well, you happen to speak in the capital of the state of Wisconsin, which is Madison.
Right.
And you would think that things would be a little bit, I hate to use the term, a little more liberal, that they would be more understanding and even some conservative attitude there. But it is the most liberal city probably in the whole state of Wisconsin, Milwaukee included. Milwaukee, when I grew up as a young boy, had a socialist mayor for a while. I mean, that's how weird things were back here. As far as the Midwestern ethic, I love it for that reason, for many reasons. People back here are very family-oriented. It takes them a while to change their mind. They're very stubborn, and, like the Missouri thing, you got to show me. But by and large, it is great. You were in probably the worst place in Wisconsin that you could go to try to pull off something like that. And I know what you're talking about, the other side shouting you down, and they probably calling you racist and everything else, which always I get a big kick out of. And usually it'll be groups like La Raza, and we all know you don't have to take a Spanish course to understand what it means. La Raza means the race. Anybody that wears a T-shirt or a shirt or a jacket or waves a flag that says La Raza, they're saying they're the race. It says the race, La Raza. So don't call me a racist because I say you have to have papers and you should be checked out medically and everything else before you come here and come in the front door. Don't cut in the line. It's as simple as that, Frosty. How many times do we all go to the bank, huh? Or anywhere, your favorite amusement park, and you're standing in a line 20, 30 long, and somebody goes to the front? Hey, most people won't put up with that.
I mean, that's a fact.
and well, that's what they're doing. They're cutting in on the line. Then we have guys like you heard him speak at our event, 7 years out of Italy. It took him 7 years as a businessman in this country to become a citizen the right way, and now he heads a group in Mojave. I'm talking about Luca Zana. Luca Zana, the Italian stallion who I often kid about, you big 6'5" guy carrying an American flag down there on the border. I thought that I lost him for a few hours when we were down there the day the Minutemen did their thing for the first time ever. And his wife got mad at me on the phone, called me from, I forget where he was then at the time.
California.
He was in California today. And you lost him? Well, if he goes south of the border with that big American flag, they're going to lock him up in Mexico. I said, you're right. I said, so I'll be looking for him. Well, I found him. He was out at the Bible school with all the Minutemen out there listening to them go through their things and watching their procedures as they ran the Minuteman operation from there. And I lost him at Naco, right in front of the Border Patrol offices down there. And I've been to the border like you. You were responsible for me getting really involved in this by coming to speak to our group. I must say that. Without your coming to our group and guys like T.J. Bonner and The list goes on and on. I would not have. I was a broadcaster who thought I had a handle on everything that was happening in America because I'd been a talk show host, and suddenly discovered one of the hottest topics in the world. I'm not even aware of and didn't know enough about. And
well, you sure got a quick lesson, though, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Mark Edwards, the famous talker, the famous radio host. We'll be right back after these comments. Thanks for joining us at Connecting the Dots.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Catholic Priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and once again, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. We're talking with Mark Edwards, and before we get into it again, I want to make sure for the new listeners out there, republicbroadcasting.org, and that's all one word, republicbroadcasting.org, and go there and support this programming, support this show. You're getting the gut level, and I'll tell you what. I mean, I can dress up and put a coat and tie on, but I'm a gut-level person. I'd rather be in a tent. I'd rather be out there on the road. I'd rather be out there feeling life itself. And right now, this country has better start feeling life itself because we got a death grip on our neck. It's called immigration. And the fact is, when the history books are written 50 years from now, they're going to say that not only was illegal immigration a great crisis, but the massive, unrelenting legal immigration at well over 1 million to 1.5 million per year is also the great trauma of this country because it is the trauma that's going to overload us and turn us into another China-like problem, another India-like problem, another Mexico. And if you think immigration is a good thing, legal and otherwise, look at Mexico. They're going to grow from the current 104 million to well over 300 million in this century. So if you think your kids have a chance against that kind of a consequence, you better think again. And if you like, go to AmericanChronicle.com or NewsWithViews.com or Rinse.com and many of the other websites I write for, and simply look up the 36-chapter series of the next added 100 million Americans, and I guarantee you this, you will be more educated than you ever thought of being, and you'll understand the ramifications and the consequences of adding another 100 million people to this country. And out of that 100 million, 70 million will be from third world countries. We're not taking on all the world's best right now. We're taking on all the world's poorest, all the world's criminals, all the world's drug dealers, all the world's gangs, all the world's diseases. And if you, again, go check out that book, Day of Reckoning by Pat Buchanan, it will give you an understanding that will all, it will make you cry. It will make your blood boil. And that is what we're facing, and that's why this program comes on twice a week to show you what we are facing. Now, one of the things, Mark, that most people didn't know and don't know is that this thing is all around them. And you yourself said that you were right in the middle of Las Vegas, which has, what, probably 400,000 to a half a million illegals, and you didn't even think about it until somebody really clarified it for you.
That's true. They were cleaning the rooms, the hotel rooms that people are in. They're working in those jobs, also the food service industry, working in the kitchens and everywhere else. In fact, when we had my meetings, you came to one of the first meetings, was in the Plaza Hotel in downtown Las Vegas. I'm sure glad you brought this up because I have a point to make. I came to speak to Hold Your Feet to the Fire this last year, and the reason I went the second time, too, was to tell people that talk radio is under siege continuously. There are people that would like to see us disappear.
Oh, yeah.
Would like to see us right off the air, get off the air, whether it's on Internet or AM, FM, or wherever you're from, or television or whatever.
Anybody who lot.
They want you off the air. And I said they're working very hard at it. And the case in point, just before I came to Hold Your Feet to the Fire in Washington, D.C., and spoke out there in Lafayette Park with many of you, I was... my boss called me at home one night, God rest her soul. She just died a couple weeks ago after selling the station for several million dollars. She just passed away a couple weeks ago. But she called me to tell me at home. She said, Mark, she said, I don't know what we're going to do about it. She said, we got a letter from the CEO of the Plaza Hotel in downtown Las Vegas that please don't mention that you're broadcasting, that KDWN is broadcasting from the hotel anymore. We're getting too many complaints from Hispanics. So
I'll be darned. Well, you know, that's the problem, of course, is that there's so many of them now that they're embedding themselves in our system so much so that they're starting to make their own power felt, and that's what we have to simply start crushing with the rule of law. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to call in with some questions of Mark, 800-313-9443. And I believe we have John from New York has just called in. You have a question, John.
No, actually, Frosty, it's John from Tennessee.
Hello. Oh, John from Tennessee. All right, John, just lay it on us.
All right. Mark, I'm sure that you have a mutual acquaintance of mine, of Phil Valentine.
Oh, yes.
In Nashville, Tennessee. You know, I understand that there's certain things that you're not able to say if you're on a normal radio station. So I'll just ask a question real quick and give you a little bit of background. There's a quote, and I wish I could quote it accurately, but I'll basically paraphrase it. I believe it was either Thomas Jefferson or Andrew Jackson that warned about immigration, what he called unfettered immigration, whether it was legal or illegal, that when people come in, regardless of where they're from, that in the natural course of events, they're going to bring their customs, they're going to bring their personal proclivities, they're going to bring their traditions and their tendency for abusing alcohol and everything else. I'd like to know, why is it that the average American cannot see what's happening to this country when for so many years we're taught in school that the Statue of Liberty was this great gift from France or whoever gave it to us?
France.
I personally believe it was a curse. Who would want a monument a couple hundred feet tall in the harbor saying, give us your poor, you know, your weary, your downtrodden? It's a curse, Mark.
Well, you know what it is, if I may, John? Part of the reason, and a good portion of the reason, is greed. Money, dollars, and cents. These people will work for practically nothing, and understandably so, and therefore they're going to push middle America right out of the scene. Frosty's written about it many, many times, and will write about it in the future.
Well, what's amazing, Mark, is people don't understand, and not just the Hispanic, but the Middle Eastern people back in the early 80s. For goodness sake, man, this country supplied arms to Hussein and planes to Iran, even though it was this, you know, this Shah, this so-called benevolent dictator, whatever you want to call him. You know, we had Middle Eastern people immigrating here legally in the 70s and 80s,
right,
and we were giving them tax breaks, and now here we are fighting a war with them. You know, no one is going to convince me, either one of you gentlemen, no one, I believe, is going to convince us that this hasn't all been orchestrated from the onset. They know exactly what they're doing, and Americans are dumbed down to the point where they can't see that they have more of a threat coming. And I'm an American, man. I love this country, but I'm more concerned with what my government is doing to me than anything that the Middle East may say they're attempting to do to me.
Well, I have a list here. In fact, you can find it on my Wake Up America site. My site is thewakeupamerica.com. Remember to put the in there, thewakeupamerica.com. And on there, there's a place where you can find up Wake Up America Welcome, and it's we list corporations and entities who say they support anti-American comprehensive immigration reform. Every time I hear the president say that, I gag. I can't handle that. I mean, and the list is very long. Alliance for Worker Freedom, American Healthcare Association, American Hotel and Lodging Association, American Immigration Lawyers Association, American Meat Institute, and American Nursery. I would spend the rest of Frosty's program giving you the list. It goes on and on and on. There's big money trying to keep it status quo, keep it the way it is. And if we continue the way we are, I know Frosty has written about this in his columns, his various columns, we will become a third world country to a degree.
Well, let me ask you one more.
Middle America right out of the box.
Let me ask you one more question, if you would.
Yes, go ahead.
Is there some law in normal broadcasting that would prohibit you or Phil Valentine from actually stating the truth? Because when I started talking to this guy in Nashville, and this is 3 years ago, he said, John, why would they want to do that? And I said, Phil, they want to take our country from us, and he's beginning now to turn around and realize, but he will not, and I suppose cannot, come out and really say what's on his mind because of some FCC law or something to that effect.
Well,
there really aren't any
FCC laws as to how we can speak out about what we feel, how we feel honestly about America. What always happens is it's pressure from all of these organizations like I talked to you about. And they can put a lot of financial pressure on a hotel, per se, that you're broadcasting out of, and that was the case. But not enough with my boss, who was a hard nose. She had all the money in the world. She didn't need to worry about them. She worried about them only because she thought they were going to maybe come up and cause physical damage to the station. Well, that never happened. And we continued on right up till the day she sold the station. A year later, we still did the same thing, and we were very outspoken. Frosty can tell you that. I was able to say things I never could have said on any other station because, once again, if management allows it, it can be said. The FCC does not have real stringent rules as to what you can talk about. The Imus thing, in my estimation, was an absolute joke in this. He was wrong in what he said, but not wrong to be taken off the air.
Well, I think that he may have not only been wrong in what he said, but I believe that the IMUS thing was intentional. I really believe that.
I don't want to go into all the conspiracy things, but go ahead.
Well,
thank you for your call.
And, thank you.
I have always been
one
that likes to feel that I can say what I feel like. especially having had a boss like I had. I put a thing up on my website. I don't know, Frosty, I don't think I'm going to have time for it right now. I'm looking at the clock, and you guys, being an old radio guy, you got a break, I think, coming up.
Oh, I got 5 minutes.
Okay. There's much to be thankful for, and I put it up there, and you just have to click onto it when you get to thewakeupamerica.com. I said, on this Thanksgiving Day 2007, I feel the need to pay a verbal tribute to many of you for all that you've given of yourselves to the cause each and every day of your lives. What you do often goes unheralded. I consider you friends as well as fellow patriots. I'll continue each and every day to battle back until the day comes that we can all revel in victory over this oftentimes long and tedious fight to defend the rule of law in this country we all love dearly. May the Lord bless our nation and each and every one of you and yours. I will stand beside you until my last breath. And I wrote in English rather than Latin, Semper Fidelis, always faithful.
Always faithful.
Mark Edwards, Wake Up America, / Unite to Fight. And I really believe that, and I feel that way. Sometimes, you know, Frosty, you've had people, close people around you who get upset. I mean, your loved ones, they say, can you talk about something else? I finally say to them, no, I can't. Get used to it. This is who I am.
We've got Vicky from Idaho, Mark. Vicky, welcome to the show, and you're talking to Mark Edwards. You have a comment or a question, and I just love hearing from Idaho because that's Zeb Bell country, and I dearly love Zeb Bell. Merry Christmas up there to Zeb Bell.
Yeah, I like Zeb, too. I've talked to him on occasion. I call his program, and I've been on it. But I wanted to tell you that, you know, when they talk about comprehensive immigration reform, I know you know that it's not really immigration reform. What they're
has nothing at all to do with immigration.
No, what they're trying to do is to get a guest worker program that is going to allow them to basically have a national system of labor management.
Right, and they're not guests; they're here forever.
Well, they will be here forever. But what will be even more forever is that. It's basically communist control of the labor market.
That's correct.
And so
it's called socialism is what it is.
Yeah, yeah, and they're implementing it, and I've really tried hard to explain this computer system that they've designed to do it, and it will be the computer system that controls whether or not you'll get a job or, you know, who gets the job. And it's really evil.
Ma'am, you're from Idaho, and I just must interject this. You have another gentleman back there who I feel very badly for because he tried very hard to make a dent in what's going on out west, and that's former Commissioner Robert Vasquez. Robert Vasquez lost the election because he didn't get enough support from Idaho people. And that shows, once again, wherever the money is, follow the money and you'll find out why the Robert Vasquezes of the world do not get to point A when they came from point C or B, you know?
Yeah, you know, and the guy, I supported Robert Vasquez, but you know the guy who did get the job, the Congress? He actually said in some news article that as a legislator, you don't have to think.
And
he was getting Club for Growth money, you know, to run. So basically what that says is they just tell him how to vote.
He probably even got money from as far away as George Bush's gang, because that's what they do. They find somebody in an area that's weak on immigration, and they back them 110%. Sadly speaking, that way. I it's one of my major irritations, the money thing. We're fighting the money thing all the time. But while we're on that topic, I want to thank you once again for calling. But I want to say something because we're running close to out of town time. When guys like Frosty Woolridge get on the air or on the internet or any way or up to speak, back him, support him, financially help him any way he can. He gives us every waking hour, as I have done in the past and will probably do in the future. But we need the help of every nickel dime that we can get from people around you. And
absolutely.
I know that you're asked for every day for Cancer Society, for God knows what else, and all that. But this is an important thing. Bill Bennett just said recently, and whether you like Bill Bennett or not, I've always kind of cared about Bill Bennett. Bill Bennett said, whether they like it or not, in 2008, probably the number one thing that the presidential candidates are going to have to deal with is the social domestic problems of illegal immigration. And I think he's right on the money.
Yeah.
Come in. Well, Vicki, do you have any other comments or thoughts before we get off to the...
No, other than just thank you so much for what you do, Frosty. You're a great American.
Yes, he is.
Thank you. And, you know, I'm standing shoulder to shoulder with you and Zeb Bell and Robert Vasquez. I know him personally. And we will persevere because we're Americans. We're all neighbors. We're all part of this great U.S. Constitution. And we will stand and we will fight. And we will win, and thank you for being a part of that, Vicki.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mark, let's go back. Make sure everybody has your website. We're going to have a break here real quick, and then we're going to come back for the last 5 minutes of the show.
Okay. TheWakeUpAmerica.com, and there is a Wake Up America, which is my old site. It's not mine anymore. If you go there, fine. That's okay. I'm not gonna take them on. But my site is now called TheWakeUpAmerica.com, and you can understand why, because I'm the guy that started it. So rather than go through the domain problems and all that, I just found a website that I could buy and put the in it. In other words, in bold letters, it's the original one, TheWakeUpAmerica.com. And on the front cover of it, it says Ezola Foster's fantastic words.
Yes.
It's a sad day in America when the lawmakers side with the lawbreakers against law-abiding citizens. It's happening 24/7 around the clock.
It certainly is. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Mark Edwards, and we'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us at Connecting the Dots, and I hope a few of the dots are being connected for you tonight. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. used. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and what an honor and what a pleasure it is to talk with my old and dear friend, and we've been through so many battles, Mark Edwards. And again, his website is www.thewakeupamerica.com, and we're looking at you to get a new radio show so you can broadcast clear and wide and across the nation once again to, again, wake up America. And, you know, I think we have succeeded in some great strides this year, because if it wasn't for Wake Up America, if it wasn't for John and Ken out there, if it wasn't for Glenn Beck, if it wasn't for Peter Boyles here in Denver, Colorado,
Lou Dobbs,
and certainly Terry Anderson and Lou Dobbs, I'll tell you what, that Immigration Reform Act would have gone through just like the 1965 Immigration Reform Act that just about killed this country. And so I'm kind of excited that we really are making an impact.
You know, there's so many reasons why we're here. We're here because we're sick and tired of identity theft, racism, discrimination, theft, rape, child molestation, and murder. 12 Americans murdered every day by illegal aliens, which translates to 4,380 Americans murdered annually by illegal aliens. This comes from the repertoire of Representative Stephen King out of Iowa. Those are his figures.
Okay, his figures, because they came out of the government accounting offices. And
yes.
Some think it's even more than that. That's how desperate this thing is against American citizens.
And when you figure 95% of warrants for murder in Los Angeles are for illegal aliens, it is, like Terry said, stick a fork in it, it's done. I don't know how we're ever going to turn L.A. around, but there's hope for the rest of the country, and we better all wake up. That's the only thing. 83% of warrants for murder in Phoenix are for illegal aliens. Terry was just back there for a roast that they had for Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and I said, Good for you, because here every sheriff should be doing what Joe's doing. He's locking them up, and he's using 287G. And 287G ought to be used by every community from one end of this nation, from sea to shining sea, in my humble opinion.
Oh, and I agree. 287G, make sure that your police officers and your sheriff in your city adopt 287G, get those officers trained by the federals, and make sure that they then can become the new ICE officers in your community so that you can rid yourself. And make sure you press for the same things that happened with D.A. King out there in Georgia, and certainly with Randy Terrell out there in Oklahoma, and Kathy McKee in Arizona, and Mike McGarry and Fred Elbel out here, along with Jan Herron and Bill Herron in Colorado. Get those laws passed and get those governors' butts in gear and make sure they enforce the laws, and really make guys like Governor Spitzer get their fannies kicked up around their ears and start enforcing the laws instead of giving in to illegal aliens. And that's the kind of turnarounds that happened to Spitzer that it gives me a great deal of hope, because Governor Spitzer had to kiss his foot and stop giving out the illegal licenses, and the whole state of New York was against him. So we are beginning to win big time, Mark.
You bet we are. The next time you folks out there, you have a friend or neighbor who says, you know, they're no problem. You know, I've got kids in day school. They're with day school, with them at day school, or they go to my school. Ask them if you know if those children have had anything more than a couple shots that schools ask them to have. Because leprosy, Hansen's disease, was so rare in America that 40 years ago, only 900 people were affected. Suddenly, in the past 3 years, 7,000 cases of leprosy. They're bringing things we don't need, folks, because they've never had a medical.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. We're going to have you back again, all right, sir? And have a Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to one and all. And remember, it's a sad day in America when the lawmakers side with the lawbreakers against law-abiding citizens.
Good night, Godspeed, and God bless.
with